Hello, I'm John Soutsos, investment advisor with IPC Securities Corporation. Today is Thursday, October 6th, 2016. In this, my annual audio commentary, I will review the major economic and market developments of the last 12 months and how most of our clients' portfolios have fared during that period. In addition, we will discuss portfolio allocation strategies for the current market environment, and finally, I will provide my outlook for the upcoming year, as well as review some financial planning fundamentals. There is believed to be an ancient Chinese proverb or curse that states, "May you live in interesting times." Well, what could be more interesting than the choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton for U.S. president? That's like choosing between Daffy Duck and Petunia Pig. Except, and unfortunately, this isn't a Looney Tunes cartoon. Well, to that cabal, we can add a global economy that thirsts for direction, a growing debt burden in China, and a disintegrating European Union. Interesting times indeed. Results over the last 12 months. The stock market composite, which I have referenced each year in my audio message, is comprised of three components. One-third in each of the geographic regions of Canada, the U.S., and international markets. For full details on how it is calculated, please listen to the notes and disclaimers at the end of this audio message. For the one-year period ending September 30th, 2016, this stock market composite gained about 10.5%. The Council All Equity portfolio, which is allocated similarly to this composite, returned about 7.5%. Although the All Equity portfolio underperformed the composite over the trailing one-year period, Council All Equity portfolio outperformed over the trailing two-year period with a cumulative return of about 13% compared to the composite return of just under 8%. Meanwhile, the Council Balanced portfolio, which only has a 60% exposure to stocks, achieved a very respectable return of about 6% over the last 12 months. This proves once again that the portfolio management process followed by our firm continues to produce above-average results for our clients. Complete performance details for all of Council's portfolios are available at www.councilservices.com. Market and economic developments over the last 12 months. Since my last message, there have been some dramatic developments geopolitically that have affected the capital markets. Some more notable events included the first interest rate increase by the U.S. Central Bank in over 8 years, several terrorist attacks in Europe focused primarily on France, the Brexit vote, the continuing Syrian refugee migration, the recent impeachment of Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, and the evolving direction of the U.S. presidential election, not to mention the very recent developments regarding Deutsche Bank in Germany. Among these, the December 2015 interest rate hike by the U.S. Central Bank and the Brexit vote this past summer had the greatest impact on capital markets. The December rate hike led to a roughly 12% drop in North American stock prices as measured by the TSX Composite in Canada and the S&P 500 Index in the United States. The international markets, as measured by the MSCI EAFE Index, declined by over 17% during that same period. The markets were in the process of recovering from that decline into the summer of 2016 when the British people unexpectedly voted for Brexit to leave the European Economic Union. This shocking vote led to short-term market losses of up to 8% in various markets around the world. Meanwhile, bonds, whether investment grade or high yield, provided an excellent diversifier for stocks as they had much less volatility and provided some attractive returns over the last year. The issues of a general global economic stagnation exerting deflationary pressures have continued during the last 12 months. They are a function of failed interventionist government policies over several generations in both fiscal and monetary policies, as well as the realities of an aging demographic in Western nations. Governments are so anxious to kickstart their economies that many have resorted to offering negative interest rates, that is, charging interest to savers and paying borrowers. As of August of this year, according to an article in the Financial Times of London, there were over $13 trillion worth of negative yielding bonds in circulation. Over 40% of all bonds in Europe have a negative interest rate. Instead of people being encouraged to spend, these policies have scared them into saving even more. Again, poorly thought out government policies have demonstrated the principle of unintended consequences. In North America, the artificially suppressed levels of interest rates, although not yet negative, have resulted in money flowing into all financial assets, including housing, stocks, and bonds. The result is that all of these assets are now overvalued and provide little diversification from each other. This makes the decision of how to allocate your money amongst these various asset classes much more difficult. Looking ahead, the evolving direction of the upcoming U.S. presidential election will no doubt have a dramatic impact on capital markets over the next 12 months. Market commentary and outlook. The Canadian dollar has been on a roller coaster ride over the last 12 months as it initially strengthened, then had a free fall into the 67 cent range, followed by a rise to 79 cents before settling recently around 75 cents. This movement more or less reflected the dramatic swings in the world price for oil, which has recently been in the range of $50 US per barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude. Given continued global economic weakness and the possibility of another small interest rate hike by the US Central Bank this December, we expect the Canadian dollar to likely weaken over the coming months. The Toronto stock market, as measured by the S&P/TSX Composite Index, peaked on September 3, 2014, that's over 2 years ago, and is still nearly 6% below this level, 2 years later. Oil prices, as measured by West Texas Intermediate crude, have been cut nearly in half over the same time frame. The U.S. market, as measured by the S&P 500 index, peaked on May 21, 2015, and is just 2% higher as of September 30, 2016. That's a cumulative return of just 2% over nearly 1.5 years. Market stagnation aside, we are approaching November 1st, which historically has been the best time to buy stocks since it marks the beginning of the six-month favorable season. Furthermore, the nearly 18 months of corporate earnings stagnation may also be coming to an end, which would provide some fuel to justify higher stock valuations over the next couple of quarters. There are still many investment opportunities in spite of these market challenges. This type of market environment requires a more tactical approach to portfolio allocation decisions. Fortunately, IPC has introduced the Council Retirement Portfolios that incorporate a component that can actively increase or decrease exposure to stocks. Please contact me directly to learn more about these new, unique, and exceptional offerings. The bond market. The long-anticipated increase in interest rates has not materialized as expected. As such, bond prices have continued to meander upward, providing respectable returns for investors. As of September 30, 2016, 10-year Government of Canada bonds are yielding just 1%, down significantly from the 1.45% from 1 year ago and from 2.10% 2 years ago. U.S. 10-year government bonds, though, have a higher yield at 1.59%, down from 2.04% 1 year ago. Falling interest rates result in higher bond prices and profits for bond investors. Lower Canadian interest rates relative to those in the United States, though, is another reason why the Canadian dollar has weakened relative to the U.S. dollar. Since 2011, I have been recommending high-yield bond funds to clients who are looking for a high-income stream through retirement or simply for a lower-risk alternative to owning a stock or even a balanced portfolio within their long-term investments. I'm happy to report that this strategy has provided excellent results over that time frame and continued to do so over the last year as well. Our typical high-yield fixed-income fund investor has once again earned close to 9% during the last 12 months. According to the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, as of September 30, 2016, BB-rated high-yield bonds, as measured by the Bank of America Merrill Lynch High Yield Index, are yielding about 4.5%, down from 6% last year, but still representing an attractive annual cash flow. At these levels, high-yield bonds are unlikely to repeat the extraordinary above-average returns of the last 5 years, but can still provide respectable results for investors. Complete performance details for the Council High Yield Fixed Income Fund can be found at www.councilservices.com. Fee-based accounts. Due to regulatory developments and expected changes in the future to the way in which investment dealers are compensated, all IPC accounts will be gradually transitioned to a fee-based arrangement in something called a Paragon account. This will not result in higher fees, but in greater fee transparency. Larger accounts will eventually be transitioned to the IPC Private Wealth Program, which has certain advantages in portfolio composition, tax efficiency, and tax reporting. 2 years ago, our firm introduced a new risk mitigation component into both a council and IPC private wealth portfolios called Global Trend Strategy. This new innovative structure is unique to IPC. To the best of my knowledge, no other firm in Canada has incorporated such an enhancement to their portfolios. So far, this component has achieved the intended results, that is, better returns with less market risk. The newly introduced council retirement portfolios expand the investment options for risk-conscious investors. If you still have some of your money with other firms, now is the time to consolidate your financial affairs with my branch of IPC Securities Corporation. If you choose to do so, we will pay for any transfer charges associated with the process. It's not only important to consolidate your financial affairs from an estate planning perspective, but may also result in your achieving lower overall management fees. On that subject, Investment Planning Council recently announced an across-the-board reduction in management fees. Some funds had greater reductions than others, but on average, the reduction has been about 0.25%. The need to plan still exists. With the overwhelming media coverage of financial markets, many people have forgotten the original reason for investing: to allow you to achieve your financial objectives. This includes short, medium, and long-term objectives. Most Canadians have not saved enough for retirement, and so must accept a downward adjustment to their lifestyle when they finally leave the workforce. Therefore, the need to save and invest still exists and cannot be interrupted by economic distractions. We can help you stay focused on your financial goals by creating a retirement roadmap, whether you are still accumulating or have since retired and are now drawing an income. We must meet at least annually to review the suitability of your current asset mixture and portfolio structure. Optimally, we should review semi-annually. I'm always interested in meeting with you, so please contact our office to schedule a meeting. Remember that we also provide estate planning services and a variety of insurance products for your risk management needs. In addition, we can offer a banking service review and travel insurance brokerage for travelers. Whenever you have to make a financial decision, call us first. Conclusion. Thank you for continuing to have faith in our services and for being patient through periods of economic turbulence. Although we expect continued challenges from capital markets, we have innovative strategies that can be utilized to help you attain your financial objectives. I encourage you to pay close attention to my letters, emails, and audio messages, as this is the best way to monitor your portfolio and other economic developments. As noted above, an annual meeting is the minimum requirement to ensure that your plan remains on track. If you have not reviewed your financial circumstances with me over the last 12 months, please contact my office immediately to book an appointment. We can meet either in person or by phone. Feel free to recommend this audio message to a friend. We would welcome your referrals. I'm John Soutsos. Thank you for listening.
To reach John Soutsos, call 905-568-2000. Or toll free at 1-888-568-1170. By email at jsoutsos@ipcsecurities.com. Or visit www.johnsoutsos.com.
Disclaimers. Commissions, trailing commissions, management fees, and expenses all may be associated with mutual fund investments. Please read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed. Their values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated. Forward-looking statements in this commentary are not meant to imply any guarantees of future results. Stock market composite calculation. This composite is comprised of the returns of the TSX Composite Index, the S&P 500 Index, and the Morgan Stanley Europe-Australia Far East Indices, expressed in Canadian dollar terms, based on the performance over the noted period of their ETF proxies, XIC, XSP, and XIN, respectively. Complete performance history for all council portfolios is available at www.councilservices.com. Statistics used for this presentation were sourced at the following websites: globeinvestor.com, stockcharts.com, and research.stlouisfed.org.